Hey, people of God, I pray that you are all doing well wherever you may be around the globe. I pray that you are all doing well. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I've decided to rejoice and be glad. And I pray that is your declaration as well, that you will rejoice and be glad in it, because God had allowed you to see another day, a day that was not promised. But so if you are here still breathing and still having the blood running warm in your vein, guess what? God has now given you an opportunity to get it right. Get it right. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God loves us so much that he will leave us here on this earth until we get it right with him. Any kind of way that we need to get it right with him, God said, get it right. Get it right. Because when this day is over, and we lay our head down, we don't know if we're going to wake up. We thank God that we do. But what if we don't? Can you say that your house is in order? Can you say that your spiritual house, this vessel, this life is in order with the master himself? God loves you too much to leave you the way that you are. This is your girl, CL Suggs with Mental and Love Notes 101. We have been talking about prayer and being able to pray effectively. We talked about how we, in the time of prayer, that we focus on which of the Holy Trinity that we need to talk to. Whether it's Jesus, whether it's Holy Spirit, or whether it's the Father himself. I want to read this before I actually go into point two. When I got up this morning, I was praying in the secret closet, and as I was praying, I began to hear the Lord holler out, Nahum. And in the book of Nahum, I kept saying, okay, Nahum. As soon as I opened my Bible, guess what page, chapter it went on? It went straight to Nahum. And I know that God is saying something. He's speaking something in that book, in that verse. Chapter 1 says, and I'm going to start right there at verse 2. It said, God is jealous. And the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance of his adversaries. And he reserveth wrath for his enemies. See, so many people are thinking they got reservations to sit at the table. But your reservation is for the wrath of God. God said you will not even partake at his table. Because doing things that's not decently and in order, doing things that's unjustly, doing things that's not of God. God said the only thing that you will have reservations for is for the wrath for his enemies. Verse 3 said, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit, declare to be innocent, the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and make it dry. He dried up all the rivers. Bashan languished it, and Carmel and the flower of Lebanon languished. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence, yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who, verse 6 said, who can stand before his indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. Verse 7 is the one that I love dearly. It said, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. You can play, you can fake it, you can funk it, you can do whatever you kind of want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. But the Bible declared God knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning, verse 8, overrunning, overflowing, overrunning, overflowing flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and the darkness shall pursue his enemies. God said, when they are enemy to you, they are enemy to him. When you're doing stuff behind the scenes, when you're doing stuff secretly, discreetly, subtly, guess what? God said, I know the intents of the heart, and he is going to deal with it. Verse 9 said, what do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. For while they were folding together as thorns, and as while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble fully dry. When you imagine evil against God, when you imagine evil against God's people, when you go consulting a wicked counselor for God's people, God said, I will deal with you accordingly. Twelve said, thus says the Lord, though they be quiet, because you see some folks, they know how to be quiet when they know they done did wrong. Though they be quiet, and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down when he shall pass through. Oh, my God. When God passed through, he said they're going to be cut down. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. God said, though I afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. See, because even Pharaoh, God had said, that's where he began to say, though I afflict you, I will afflict you no more. Because see, I hardened Pharaoh's heart. I hardened Pharaoh's heart for the purpose of me getting my glory out of the vengeance that I wanted to do to him. I bind, and he even hardened some other people's heart. And he's hardened their heart so he can get the glory out of his people, the true and the faithful ones. The ones who said that God, I'll stand, and after all I've done, I'm going to continue to stand. He said, oh, for them, I know those that love me. I know those who keep my commandments. I know those who say, God, for you, I am going to do all that you have asked my hands to do. And he know that you've done it with a pure heart. See, there's some people that's doing stuff without a pure heart. God said, they quiet. Standing back like you ain't did nothing. As I heard my cousin, Prophetess Cynthia, used to say, she said, you throwing rocks and hiding your hands. You quiet. Likewise, many of you. But yet, shall they be cut down when he passed through. God said, though I afflicted you, and though I might have hardened their heart at one point in time, but some people have caused their heart to be hardened even after God had unhardened it. He said, I will afflict thee no more. And he will break his yoke from off thee. And I will burst thy bonds in sunder. God is up to something mighty good. And I'm so thankful for it. I'm so thankful for it. So if I can leave with you at this point, the second thing that you need to do in to making sure that your prayer is effective is to thank him. Thank him. You don't have to just thank him after it happens. You can thank him before it happens. You know what you've been asking God for. You know what you've been seeking for. You know what you've been desiring. God said, I will. If you submit yourself to me, acknowledge me in all your way, I will give you the desires of your heart, but you got to do something. I can't give you the desires of your heart if I'm not being first partaker of the heart. So thank him. A heartfelt thank you is always a great conversation starter. God wants to hear you say thank you. Sometimes you can't even move into asking until you begin to thank him. So a heartfelt thank you is always a great conversation starter. Start just thanking the Father. Hallow his name. Like any parent, God loves to see that we have a grateful heart. But more importantly, as we take the time to praise God for all he has done, excuse me, all he has done in the past, the answered prayers, the impossible situation we have overcome, any kind of healing and grace, our faith to believe for even greater answers to prayer grows stronger and more confident when we begin to say thank you. Praise, hear me and hear me in the Holy Ghost. Praise opened the gates of heaven and should always be a part of our long time with God. Thank him. Before you ask him for anything, thank him. Thank him for what he already done, what you know he's already done. Thank him for the victories that's already been won. Thank him for the thing. You thank him. Even if you have made petitions before God, even if you made special requests before God and you don't see them at hand or you don't see them manifested, still thank him. Thank him. He want to know, can you thank me for what you haven't already seen? Can you thank me for what hasn't already taken place? Can you just thank me? So in the second session of what we need to do to make sure that our prayers are effective is to thank the Father in all things. That's why it was in the book of, I think, Thessalonians, it said in all things, in everything. I think 1 Thessalonians 5:18 said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Concerning who? You. God's will for you is just to give him thanks in everything. For that is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Give him thanks. Thank him for the small. Thank him for the large. Thank him for the impossible. Thank him for things that you didn't think were going to happen. Thank him. Your healing could be a thank you away. Your deliverance could be a thank you away. What are you thanking the Father for? Just take this time right now and just begin. Let your mind, close your eyes. Let your mind roll back. I'm not telling you to stay back, but just let your mind roll back and just begin to thank him for some stuff that he brought you out that you could not have brought yourself out. Some of us was bound, and I mean bound to the most utterly possible bound they could have been. But God said, even in, he said, who the Son had made free is free indeed. So if God had made you free and God has brought you out of some things and God has brought some liberty and he gave you the spirit of liberty and the freedom and he broke that bound, the chains off your life, no more bondage. God said that is enough to give him thanks. That's enough to give him thanks. What will your thank you sound like? What will your thank you be about? And some people can only thank God when they get stuff in their hand. I don't want to just thank the giver, but I want to the gifts, but I want to thank the giver. Some people just thank for the gifts, but thank him for the being the giver of the gifts. Thank him in all things. All things. God love you too much for you not to thank him for what he did to allow you to have the tree of life. If it wasn't for his love, we wouldn't even know what salvation is. So thank him for sending his only begotten son, that whosoever believe on him will not perish but have everlasting life. All right, good people, this is your girl, CL Suz, speaking about the effective and the successful way of praying to make sure that we receive the results of the kingdom. The first one is to know whom you are talking and speaking about. Which one are you making reference to? The Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit? And then begin to thank him for the things that he has done. All right. Peace and love.